With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, today we got Brad Pitt as a lonely guy in space. It's this new movie called Ad Astra. Not Ad Asner. Don't get that confused. Let's keep it straight. Ad Astra, which means to the stars. And during the course of a couple hours, Pitt goes all over the place in space. He goes over by the moon, he goes to Mars, and he ends up going all the way to Neptune, which we find out is a 2.7 billion mile trip, which is a long way to go to find your absentee dad and have a touchy-feely father-son reunion. Oh yeah, he's also got to try to stop the old man from destroying his solar system. That's all. But that's basically your setup for this pretty cool-looking, sometimes kind of exciting, but for the most part, super slow space opera. You know, things are always pretty slow in serious space. We've seen it before. But James Gray, the director here, has put together a pretty good team. So, you know, he's got cinematographers and set designers and composers, and it makes it look and sound pretty cool. The story, though, it gets a little ponderous. Like, there were times when I was pondering about what I had to do the next day when a movie was on. But, see, Pitt plays this pretty much in super low-key mode. So low-key and relaxed that his character hardly even has a heartbeat. He's Roy, an astronaut who, at the beginning, is deployed on this giant tower that is really cool. It's super high. It's off into the stratosphere, you know, just off of the Earth, and it's meant to send transmissions to the heavens. And in the movie's most exciting part, which is in the first 5 minutes of the movie, he gets knocked off of the tower by this surge, and it sends him falling all the way down to Earth. Well, it turns out this surge might be coming from his old man, Tommy Lee Jones, who, as we all know, is pretty crotchety on Earth. Can you imagine how grumpy he is when he's stuck 2.7 billion miles away? He's out there trying to find intelligent life, and this has left Roy without his dad. He's been gone for like 30 years, right? So Roy, he doesn't have a dad. He's unable to feel anything, but the Space Command puts Roy on this mission to talk to his dad and try, you know, to try to get him to stop sending this surge. And the whole rest of the movie is Roy making his way to the end of the solar system to do that. But one of the better scenes happens on the moon. There's an actual lunar car chase on a moon's surface that is way better than you'd think. But mostly this movie is Roy and his thoughts. And, you know, a lot of Pitt talking in voiceover. And when he's out there by himself in space and all this stuff is in voiceover, I got to tell you, I ain't the biggest fan of this kind of stuff. And this ain't going to make me start loving it. But I will tell you this. If I was watching this movie at home on a couch, I never would have made it to Neptune. I really wouldn't. But on a big screen, it never gets boring looking, okay? It's called Ad Astra. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? You can get those at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.